in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king. With lots of money and things.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cashflow. It is Friday, the 15th of February, 2008. I'm John Stettmiller.
And this is James Martinez in Beverly Hills, California. How you doing, John? Feeling better?
The teeth are still in the head.
All right, good.
Glued in and ready to go. what did you cover on yesterday's program?
What did I cover? No, I cannot recall. I've been on total overload because of other issues over here. I just, right now I'm spinning in a tailwind because I, myself, now have received a random collection letter from many, many, many years ago about which I'm ready to blow a gasket over and completely exploit. Can you possibly imagine what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to make an example out of these people shortly here, but, I was just down at, local bank, one that I don't do very much banking with, and it's just unbelievable. I feel like I'm talking to maybe 28 brain cells in a suit covered by nice walls and so forth in a bank, and these guys that work for these banks, unless you're talking to a supervisor or manager, just forget it. It's just like a vending machine of recall garbage that they've been trained to say, and it's completely useless.
Well, you're dealing with people that just have their marching orders. They're not paid to think. They're made to enforce
right. There you go.
The propaganda.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't ever,
but I'm glad you're back because you left me on the Million Man March thing, and I was like, this is the greatest idea. I did get a lot of – I told some people about that, and they called me back and some emails, personal friends. They love it. Everybody loves that. I can't wait to get involved.
Yeah, it's going to happen. I mean, one way or the other, some people are targeting July 4th. I personally think April will be better because I like the cherry blossoms in Washington, D.C. at that time. But the sooner the better. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a million people. Why stop there? Why not two or three disenfranchised, cut out of the middle class, desperately trying to hang on to their hopes and their dreams and their homes and everything else? Why not? Mm-hmm. Why limit it to a million? Let's have 2 or 3 million in Washington,
yeah,
D.C.
Yeah, well, that's making an international event.
I'm telling you. I mean, it's amazing. You know, there's a lot of people, James, that understood the money situation. Henry Ford was one of them. Without a doubt, one of America's preeminent industrialists. I mean, his idea about doing the assembly line, it wasn't exactly his idea. He took a hint from some coach builders, and we're talking about the horse-drawn type, but he was fascinated that they do certain things and certain steps and then send it to another position, work position, and, well, more could be done, and before too long, voila. Everybody knew their job. They repeated that job. They did their job correctly, and when everybody did their job correctly at all these different stations, you had your product. Well, he was a little bit smarter than just being an industrialist, and even to the point of giving his own people that worked in his own factories a raise, because he recognized there was a car market right under his very nose. If he paid them enough money, hey, they'd buy the product they were building. Well, there was a guy with some real insight. Tell you a little bit more about Henry and his sidekick, Tommy Jefferson. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that was a little bit later. Thomas Edison. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
You know, there was a group of industrialists that kind of hung out together, James. Harvey Firestone of Firestone Tire and Rubber. Right. Edison, of course, you know, Mr. Electric Light Bulb and Phonograph. And the guy held so many different patents. Mr. Ford. And they had a group of people that understood the dangers of the new banking system that was created in 1913. Henry Ford owned the newspaper, the Dearborn Independent. And he wrote a lot of editorials in that paper, and he compiled those works into a five-volume set of all of his writings out of the Dearborn Independent. I think it was compiled over 2 years. Mm-hmm. Had them bound in book form, five volumes of this was stuffed in every Model T that came down his assembly line. And that's what Henry Ford, you know, thought of America, that I've got to warn people. You know, we've got the money creatures out there, and they're taking hold of America. Well, he was a very inventive guy, and he had the power in which to sway opinion. Back in December of 1921, and just keep in mind that this is only 8 years after we had our Federal Reserve System installed, the American industrialist Henry Ford and inventor Thomas Edison visited the Muscle Shoals Nitrate and Water Power Projects near Florence, Alabama. They used the opportunity to articulate at length upon their alternative money theories, which were published in two reports and appeared in the New York Times on December 4, 1921 and December 6, 1921, objecting to the fact that the government planned, as usual, to raise the money by issuing bonds, which would be bought by the banking and non-banking sectors, which would then have to be paid back with the money raised from taxes, and with interest added. Let's not forget the interest. They proposed instead that the government supply, or as the government rather, simply create the currency it required and spend it into society through this public project. This was also a prosperity proposal. Now, Edison made it plain in the following excerpt from the New York Times on the December 6th date. He says, that is to say, under the old way, any time we wish to add to the national wealth, we are compelled to add to the national debt. Now, that is what Henry Ford wants to prevent. He thinks that it's stupid, and so do I, that the loan of $30 million of their own money, the people of the United States should be compelled to pay $66 million. Now, let's just stop here for a second, James, because it demonstrates something that a lot of people don't understand. When the government borrows money, the government doesn't create the money. Well, they just create the debt. Well, they have a hand in printing it, ordering the Treasury to do it. And, of course, we've got to sell off bonds and bills and all sorts of things to supposed foreign investors. But what is on the hook here? If you create $30 million, and in order to pay it back, it's double that rate at, say, $66 million, where did the other $33 million come from? And who was supposed to pay it? Now, we're not talking just about a repayment of $30 million, either interest or principal or original loan. We're talking about the original loan and the interest. That, ladies and gentlemen, comes out of your pockets. You, the taxpayer. All right? So you.
What's interesting here, John, is even though he knew it was wrong way back then, and there are warnings about this, still, even in that form and how people transferred information from person to person and how it would be juggled, people still didn't get it. The warnings, nobody paid attention to the warnings back then either.
Well, the problem is, if you look at the date, well, it was the start of what? The Roaring Twenties. What's the similarity between the 20s and, say, the 80s and the 90s? Oh, that's right, cheap money.
Yeah.
Here, have a credit card. Go out and
party. Go out and party. Yeah, that's it.
Have a good time.
That's right. Let's go. But cha-ching. There goes the cha-ching song right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and there's your corollary there. We had the 20s of great prosperity and great spending. Wait a minute. We had a little problem here. We created too much wealth. We're devaluing the dollar. There's too much money in circulation. Guess what we got to do? We got to have a little depression. They took out one-third of the United States currency out of circulation. There wasn't a shortage of labor. There wasn't a shortage of market opportunity. There wasn't a shortage of jobs. There wasn't a shortage of materials. There wasn't a shortage of anything except for one thing. The money that they created, their elastic money system, as they like to call it, they just simply withdrew the money from circulation, causing the depression. And we were in that until the bankers figured out that, wait a minute, we can make a whole lot of money here. Let's start a world war.
Well, there you go.
They did it once, so World War One, Part Two. Here we go again. You know, mm-hmm. So you know that cycle repeats itself. And what it amounts to with interest. Now, people who will not turn a shovel full of dirt or contribute a pound of material will collect more money from the United States than will the people who supply the material do the work. Now, this is a terrible thing about interest. In all of our great bond issues, the interest is always greater than the principal. All the great public works cost more than twice the actual cost on that account. Under the present system of doing business, we simply add 120 to 150% to the stated cost. Now, a lot of people will hear contracts. We had a contract with the government and we had a little overrun. Well, how much of an overrun? Double? Triple? Okay.
Right.
They can understand that. That there's cost overruns on a governmental contract. But what they don't understand, that there's a cost overrun in just borrowing the money. See, they can't make that step of understanding from how the government operates. They understand business contracts. They understand, you know, obligations to a contract. They understand that. But they don't understand the money system and how that's created, how the government borrows it. And who's on the hook for paying the interest on that? Folks, you have all been working for this banking. Your parents, your parents' parents, and your parents' parents' parents have been working for the international banksters since they introduced their private money supply inside the United States.
Right.
You know, I can explain that no simpler than that People that listen to this program understand it.
Right.
But the majority of the American people don't have a clue. And why don't they?
And then when you deliver them the clue in whatever form, as I've said, and you know, John, many are called, few are chosen. The few that are chosen understand it completely, and they know what's at stake. But most of the time, if I deliver that to somebody, I'm going to meet with the resistance.
Yeah,
because people don't even understand. They can't even conceive of the fact.
Well, and
it's just not in their reality.
Well, but yeah. Well, and how has their reality been set up? Well, you're supposed to listen to the experts. Well, who are the experts? Anybody that they want to brush off, dude up a little bit. Put some nice clothes on them and shove them in front of a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
That's
but
your
my,
expert.
My, if I'm going to put the blame on somebody about this, I mean, I would put the blame on our school systems. I mean, I grew up internationally. I went to university in the U.S. Nobody ever, ever, ever spoke about the Federal Reserve and who's running the game there. Nobody. It was not covered. That it was left out. And to me, I mean, all that money, and I some of it I did at different universities because I was on an athletic scholarship and et cetera, et cetera. So I went to different schools in different geographic locations, and the issue was never brought up, ever. It's like the educational system, the students there. I mean, that's where initially I got into credit card debt. It was in college. But nobody's, I mean, they don't teach you some of the most important things. One, like, your money and how to deal with it. Two, like how to be a parent. Three, how to make a budget for yourself and so on. I mean, none of the basic things that you think that really help you in life, they even address those. But they certainly didn't address any of the economic issues at all whatsoever.
Well, and I am just absolutely fascinated every time that I watch the news. You know, I watched the previews for the local top of the hour 12 noon news down here for Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, what is this, the society pages? What am I looking at here? What am I going to be listening to? No real news. Nothing that really, I mean, they'll run the hot button emotional issues. Well, somebody was killed or robbed. They'll show you the blood in the streets. They'll do whatever. But then they'll go back to absolute fluff, which has absolutely no bearing on any important issues in your life. Now,
yeah, it's just content driven.
James, if I had the opportunity to explain to the American people what I just explained in the last, say, 10 minutes, do you think they'd have a better handle on it?
I would get like 0.01% would go ding, 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 and get it, and the rest of them were like, okay, so what are you doing this afternoon? Switch the channel or whatever, and it just doesn't always get through. But I would, because of the situation now, people are starting to look in other directions and finally figure out, oh, wait a minute, because their own lives behind their closed doors are now not manageable at all. And now they're going, wait a minute. I make this amount of money. I got this tax, this interest, this payment, this. And it's not adding up. And now I just exist. I'm not even living anymore.
You know, and to finish this story out, if the government issues currency, it provides itself with enough money to increase the national wealth at Muscle Shoals, that's the example, without disturbing the business of the rest of the country. And in doing this, it would increase its income without adding a penny to its debt. Now, it's absurd to say that our country can issue $30 million in bonds, but not $30 million in currency. Both are promises to pay, but one promises to fatten the usurer, and the other promises to help the people. If the currency issued by the government were no good, then the bonds issued would be no good either. Now, it's a terrible situation when the government, to increase the national wealth, must go into debt and submit to ruinous interest charges at the hands of men who control the fictionist values of gold. Now, look at it another way. If the government issues bonds, the brokers will sell them. The bonds will be negotiable. They'll be considered as gilt-edged paper. Why? Because the government's behind them. But who's behind the government? Ah, the people. Therefore, it is the people who constitute the basis of government credit. Why, then, cannot the people have the benefit of their own gilt-edged currency, or credit, rather, by receiving non-interest-bearing currency on Muscle Shoals instead of the bankers recereceiving the benefit of the people's credit in interest-bearing bonds? Mighty good question. Why don't we deserve to borrow money at zero interest? It's just a tool, right?
There you go.
Give me the tools so I can do my job.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take the break. James Martinez, John Stadtmiller, it's Cash Flow, folks, and it is a Friday. We'll be right back.
you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, James, are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, no. Now, on this program, we discussed many times about the talking heads, the rah-rah boys for Wall Street. Are we in a recession? Are we not in a recession?
Are you going to be talking about Bernanke, the statements that just come
up? Well, I'm not even going to touch Bernanke. But Bernanke has said that, well, the economic outlook is worse than I thought.
Right.
Really? No, what I'm willing to admit today, which I knew last year. But at any rate, now they were talking about, is there going to be a recession? Well, we'll do a coin toss. Some people say that there is, some people say that there isn't. Well, I'm looking at this story and I'm going, did I miss something? Did I do a Rip Van Winkle? Did I go to sleep for 100 years and wake up? In Reuters today, story, depression risk might force U.S. to buy assets. Wait a minute. I went last week to, is there a depression or a recession, a possibility of a recession, to one of depression risk. Mm-hmm. Fear that a hobbled banking sector may set off another Great Depression could force the U.S. government. Now, remember what we just talked about, folks, that we are the government. We're the ones right. Holding the debt bag. Well, right. They're saying that we could force the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve to take an unprecedented step of buying a broad range of assets, including stocks, according to one of the most bearish market analysts. The extreme scenario, which would aim to stave off deflation and stabilize the economy, is evolving as the base case for Bernard Connolly. He's the global strategist at Bank AIG in London. And by the way, he was a commission analyst for the European Monetary System. He says, Avoiding a depression is unfortunately going to have to involve either a large quasi-permanent increase in the budget deficit, preferably tax cuts. Now, does this make any sense so far to you? We don't have any money, but we're going to do tax cuts.
Right.
Or, in the next sentence, or restoring overvaluation of equity prices. He says, if conventional monetary policy is not enough to produce that result, the government may have to buy equities financed by the Fed. Remember me saying, James, we have a big fat for sale sign on this country?
That's right.
Now the international bankers are going to be walking in, buying stocks, buying up assets in this country to sell off to people that aren't as in dire shape.
You called it.
There it is.
You called it. We talked about that a while ago, how serious this is and what's at stake, and there you have it right there.
Well, and of course, Mr. Connolly, he sees some parallels with the 1930s. And he expects a more proactive central bank and government will probably avert a repeat of that scenario today. Folks, they cannot. How? It doesn't, by the way, it doesn't explain in the body of the story how they're going to stop a repeat of that scenario. And really, if you look at 1929 and October and the stock market crash and all of these things, we had no national debt to speak of. We had a lot of people willing to work. Business was humming along just fine. Of course, there was a little inflation going on because they floated so much paper out there. And they had to retract it a little bit, but they didn't have to retract one-third of the nation's currency. But let's take that even a step further. Why did we get on board with the international bankster gangsters, the financial wizardry people behind the curtain, as in the Wizard of Oz? Mm-hmm. Why did we have to do that? Why did we even have to get in bed with these people that their main job, as Edison pointed out, they don't turn a shovel full of dirt, they don't do any work, and they enjoy immense amount of profits through the usury or interest. Why did we need that in this country? Mm-hmm. And you're seeing the end result of it today, all around you. Are you happy with it? I think, let me see, is there any presidential candidate out there talking about dumping the federal, no, let me see, Mr. Huckleberry talked about, well, he wants to get rid of the IRS. Of course, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama didn't say anything about it. No. I don't know if John McCain is even on this planet.
He
you know, he just walks and talks, and he's got robotic little maneuvers. I don't think the guy's human. I think he was the first one-off on, what was those Schwarzenegger movies? I'll be back. You know,
right.
I think he's something with an endoskeleton skin posted over that. I don't know. But the guy ain't real. No aspect of this guy is real. But Mr. Huckleberry at least came a little bit closer to the concerns of the American people. Well, I want to get rid of the IRS. Well, wait a minute.
That's really ballsy, bud.
Yeah.
Ooh.
If you get rid of the IRS, then we have no need for the Federal Reserve because the IRS was set into place to make sure that usury, the interest was paid by the bonds and everything that the government was selling off and the money it was creating out of thin air. And while the banks were doing that, the government was just putting their official seal on it as a backing to the Ponzi scheme. And folks, I'm here to tell you, I swear that the first quarter of next year, you're going to bump through this year all right. Yeah, you're going to hear more bad economic news. It's going to start clouding the newspapers and clouding your mind, even though you're still trying to push it out and live in La La Land, Disneyland. It's going to happen. And this is going to get worse and worse. More layoffs this year, more business consolidations, more money woes. You're going to hear state and county officials saying, well, we're running out of money. You know, the reason is
all sorts of conflicts, people complaining, people have to change jobs, double up on their jobs, move.
There you go.
Massive inconvenience.
But they're already taking steps. Companies like Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler, let's just buy all these overpaid babies out right now. Then we can hire a new crop of people that we can pay them. Well, anything we feel like paying them.
There you go.
Yeah. The old
That's
saying.
That's going to really cause a problem.
The old saying, James. As General Motors goes, so does the rest of the country. It's true. We'll take the break, folks. Are we starting to get a clearer picture here of how we've been scammed and shammed and who's been on the thievery? Our own government? You don't say. We'll be right back. James Martinez, John Stadtmiller.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Well, James, they passed the stimulus bill.
Yeah, I was talking. I do remember talking about that yesterday, and all the boys are standing behind Bush and, you know, rah, 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 he's going to fix everything, man. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what a total lying, backstabbing, using, manipulative war criminal. Well, I mean, that's the G-rated version. I looked at that and I'm like, what a setup for putting more money in their pockets and just raping the public one more time.
Well, it's been highly touted as an economic stimulus bill it's going to help millions of Americans and has the backing of both President Bush and the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. In other words, government. In the coming year, individuals would just receive rebates of up to $600 and families up to $1,200. There's other goodies, too, including tax write-offs for small businesses and expansion of the child tax credit. But as the old adage goes, James, nothing comes for free. As part of the bill, Congress is set to rush through an increase in the mortgage loan limits for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and also the Federal Housing Administration insurance as well, from roughly $417,000 to almost $750,000, or $750,000. The first step toward a massive financial disaster in which taxpayers will end up paying through the nose. Now, here's how we got to this point. Domestic international investors hold hundreds of billions of dollars in bad debt because U.S. investment houses sold them junk securities based on often fraudulent mortgages. Many of these mortgages were sold to unqualified buyers under terms that made widespread foreclosures a certainty once the housing market began to fall. Now, the investment banks, James, and bond rating agencies sat down and tried to figure out how to describe Americans with insufficient incomes and little for down payment as great credit risk on loans too big for their incomes. The new rules focus on credit scores because it was a good excuse to avoid looking at income and down payment factors that would have restricted this money-making fiasco in the first place. Now, thanks to Congress, junk bond investors will be able to pawn off their bad debt to Fannie and Freddie instead of suing the big government houses for ripping them off in the first place. Now, this shift will certainly doom Fannie and Freddie, so don't be surprised if we, the taxpayers, have to bail out poor Fannie and Freddie to the tune of more, are you sitting down again? To $1 trillion.
Right.
Now, let's stop here for a second. Now, George Bush, for this year, proposed a $3 trillion budget, 3.1, let me not quibble. And now we're going to see the failure of Freddie and Fannie, but it's going to cost us about $1 trillion. Now, this is on top of all the other taxes you pay, folks. You know, you're just out here trying to earn a living and trying to stick some food down your gullet. How do you think this is going to affect you? Now, here's the worst scenario. As the tax base shrinks, and how does the tax base shrink? Well, the economy starts to collapse. Less taxes being collected, more tax burden being put on governments, both local, state, and federal. It's going to get even worse. They got to come up with this money somehow. Where are they going to get it?
Yeah, this credit score thing, what a disaster.
What a joke.
That is just, first of all, I wanted to address this audience and ask them why it is, in their opinion, because I don't know the answer to this, actually. When your credit score is a certain way and certain items on there that determine your credit score, why would an item that's like, there's a lot of times people have an outstanding phone bill or something, it could be true or not true, that can be on their credit report if it's unresolved for 7 years. Is 7 years worthy of such a small bill, even if you pay it and settle it? It may say still say settled on there, but it will be on there 7 years. Is that fair? No, it is not. But my question for anybody in this audience is, why 7 years? Why? Who decided that amount of time? And is that fair? We know it's not fair, but if anybody has any answers on to why it's 7 years for an item that's been in collection or it's even settled, and obviously for bankruptcies, it's 10 years. Those things are like cement on there. But those, why 10 years? That's what I want to know. If anybody knows the answer to that specifically, email me or feel free to call in, because after listening to these bankers ramble on and me talking to these morons at Wells Fargo this morning, nobody seems to know why it's 7 to 10 years, what those parameters mean. And with what you just mentioned right there, people's credit scores, even if they've been a good slave, does not mean that their credit reports are remotely accurate, because those three garbage disposals act like they don't even know each other, and they have a completely different scenario for each of them.
Well, let me throw another question into the mix here. You know, even if people have good credit scores, I mean, what do they rate a good credit score at now? Over 600, 6.25?
Yeah,
seven?
Good, very good, great.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Well, then why are the people with good credit scores, credit ratings, how's come they're not able to borrow any money right now either?
There you go. That's the most important point right there. Why,
at the
why
cheapest
bother?
Rates that we have seen in this country for a long, 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 long time. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we don't want you out there buying a house and only paying maybe 2% on a 30-year mortgage. Can't have that. That's pretty close to fee-based
what
stuff.
What do you want us to do, people? How are we supposed to eat? Hello?
Yeah. Well, and the question arises, why more than $1 trillion? Well, you're sitting on the housing bubble out there. If Goldman Sachs is correct, and it recently projected that home prices in California to drop 35% to 40%, the state losses alone would be $2 trillion. And by the way, I don't know why this is, but you have a disproportionate number of jumbo loans sitting out there, the adjustable rate mortgages in California. I don't know why that is, James. Maybe they went through the turnstiles at Disneyland one too many times.
Right.
Maybe they thought they weren't still out of the park yet. I don't know, but you know, this is what we're facing. And folks, and again, our children and our children's children's children are going to be working overtime to try to satisfy the interest on this debt in perpetuity. You know what that means? It ain't never going away.
Right, and for some people that are just getting to start in life, they're thinking, oh, I want to start a family, whatever. You won't be able to afford it. You won't even be able to afford anything when you get out of school from your school loans and your credit card debt unless you do something about it now.
And what would you suggest that they do, James, to free up a little bit more money in their household right now so they can take care of the necessities like maybe putting gas in the car, maybe eating?
I think they should listen to you, listen to the broadcast, listen to the archives, do some recon, get the copy of Freedom to Fascism, because first thing you run to is total cognitive dissonance from everybody because they can't believe what I would even say to them is remotely true. So don't believe it. Go do your own research for a little while. Then come back, email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, or I would call the telephone number to give you the overview to explain what it is first. But if I were you guys, because most of you are just going to get very angry that you've been had, so you need to determine what happened to you and how it happened. And the best way to do that is to get a copy of Freedom to Fascism. We're still giving those out at the...
Yes, we are.
800-724-2719. Get one, get ten, get all of them. Because now, all of you guys are going to be forced into positions where you never, ever, ever thought possible in your lives or compromised in all the work that you've done, getting that big degree in college and you going out and working and everything. It really didn't matter. It didn't matter because now your standard of living is going to go straight down into the toilet.
And for those with big bags full of money, well, you know, I tip my hat to you. You're going to stave off the inevitable, but, you know, you're going to watch your fellow countrymen that are not as well insulated because, after all, you never really cared about them and their business or never thought of being connected to them in any sort of way whatsoever. You were too busy trying to emulate the elite and how you didn't need people. Well, guess what? Unless you are absolutely an animal, you have no heart or conscience whatsoever. Your money insulation is going to buy you a little bit more time. You're going to be able to stave off the execution for yourself for a little while longer, but the hell you're going to have to pay is watching the destruction of everybody in this country go before you. That's going to be your leisure time.
Now, John, I wanted to give you a little bit of confession here. I've already kind of made my decision based upon some phone calls that I had, but I was invited to, as I mentioned, a couple... maybe a month ago, a close friend of mine, a guy I worked with for many years who taught me quite a number of things, his first wife was a billionaire who was initially tied into a banking infrastructure of this country. And the reason why he married her is to break it up. That's the first truth. Second thing, I was asked to go to this person's particular property in Arizona for memorial service in honor of my friend passing away. And I have decided, because of who she is and what she represents and what she's done, that I'm not going that, because I'd probably absolutely go berserk in front of the entire billionaire family there about what they've done. Because I've mentioned this to the descendants of the children of the mother that's tied into the whole banking infrastructure. And a reason why I brought this up, because it's tied into the oil business, it's tied into the banking business, and I saw There Will Be Blood starring that movie that just came out, Daniel Day-Lewis, and it's about money and oil and how that started and how those people put it together and how they enslaved people and what they did to people. And I decided I'm not going there and even stepping on the grounds of those people for what they've done, because they disgust me. And they've yet to even – they know who I am, and they've known me for a long time. They won't even call to talk to me at all because they know I know who they really are and what they've done.
Well, that's a graveyard, isn't it? Isn't there isn't there other graves available?
Yeah, exactly.
You want to take me along?
I would like to send you as a representative to meet this particular person, because if you talk to them, these people that have this type of level of money, I called it the disease of richcraft.
Because the arrogance and attitude of those people at that level, they really do. I want people to understand this. They really do. Like the listeners of this show and most of the rest of the country, they do look as you as if they, you are children and sheep unto them. Period. That's not an exaggeration. It's a fact. That's how they do it. It's really sick. It's really sick.
But they think of themselves as being good, fine, upstanding people, business owners, and, well, they're an important part of the economy. So, therefore, whatever they do to for the good or the greater good of the masses is acceptable.
Right. And they, usually what they do on that type of level, they'll go around and they'll give away money, which they're not really giving away at all because it's interest they're building upon because they got so much money. They pay for this, put their name here, go give some to the Dalai Lama, give some over here, and then they act as if they're holier than thou and more arrogant than you could possibly imagine. I would love to introduce you to.
Well, and you know, folks, we're always going to have those sorts of things and those kind of people around. But by and large, who owned this economy and who owned this country was us through our own productivity. The government never creates any wealth. We create the wealth. We take the raw materials from the earth. We refine them. We manufacture them for things for the marketplace. But look who the people are that own these companies and these corporations. They have absolutely no loyalty to you whatsoever. You're as replaceable as a piston rod or a spark plug.
Right. Most people don't know, like, I have interacted with some people on this level, but most people in general public, when you're interacting with somebody on this level with this amount of money, they think completely, totally differently in a way that you have no idea about. It's a completely different universe, and they have no regard whatsoever for your future, your family, anything at all. None. It's a massive crime, and the type of stuff that they've done personally to their own family and how they it's a disease. It's a disease in their mind. That's really what it is.
You know, I wasn't going to mention anything about Ben Bernanke. I lied. I was looking at this story, and I cannot help myself. He was in front of the Congress yesterday, and he said that he told Congress that the economy is deteriorating, and signaled a readiness to keep on lowering a key interest rate to shore things up. Now, folks, and again, it's not shoring anything up for you; it's shoring it up for themselves. Because
right.
What happens when they keep printing more money? The dollar devalues even more. It takes more money to buy the same product or services than it did yesterday and the day before. That's inflation, and that eats into what you're using as money, your assets. So
right.
They're eroding it away. This is what he said. He said, the outlook for the economy has worsened in recent months, and the downside risk to growth have increased. To date, the largest economic effect on the financial turmoil appears to have been on the housing market, which, as you know, has deteriorated significantly over the past 2 years or so. And I'm just in amazement over this, because what he's not talking is about the almost $1 trillion in derivatives that they created off of these mortgages that they shouldn't have been loaning money to people. You know, if they were smart enough to put other than an X on a contract, I'd be surprised. They didn't check the veracity of their information. You know, how much money did you actually earn? You know, can you actually pay the mortgage rate here? So what
right.
they did was repackage the stuff and made derivatives and all kinds of other stuff. And my goodness, Mr. Bernanke is lying again. It's just not the housing market. It's the whole damned system. And who jumped on this to take advantage of all this money, all this economic opportunity that was created for them? Well, why wouldn't they take advantage of it? Not only here, but globally.
I don't know how he sleeps at night. I mean, that guy is like...
Well, I'm still trying to figure out how last week, you know, is a recession to now we're using the D word. What happened in 7 days? Did I miss something?
Right. Exactly.
Did pirates come in and steal all the gold out of Fort Knox, or did they rob the Federal Reserve Bank in New York? Did Al-Qaeda come out of the storm sewers in New York City and steal all the gold out of the Federal Reserve Bank? Oh, well, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Folks,
yeah.
Again, we're trying to explain a way for you to at least have a little bit more money in your pocket to do with what you are going to have to do. And we don't get terribly morose on this program. As a matter of fact, we interject a lot of humor here because a lot of it is laughable. But there's a serious underlying problem here, and that's how you're going to survive next month and next year. Mm-hmm. Now, if you do not take steps right now to free up more income, more of your income, let's say, more of your money, to buy the necessities that you need right now, and maybe to save up a few bucks to keep you in that house that, well, the bankers are just, they're not dying to take it from you. They're going to have to because, you know what? You still have to pay your bill if you sign a contract for a mortgage. And they're going to hate to do it, but they're going to have to dispossess you. We're sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. James.
That point that you just mentioned, that intersecting point, that is where I agree with you in saying, in what you said, that there may be violence from that.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Because that will be with the start of it. I mean, and just when you move in on somebody's home, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I agree with you there. That's where it would be right there.
Yeah. And it's sad, folks. We've been telling you for months now how to free up a little bit more of the money that you have to put it towards things that you're absolutely going to need. And James is going to explain exactly how to do that after we get out of the break here. Folks, you have to do it. It's not kind of, sort of, should I? Because if you don't make up your mind to do it today, you're going to be forced to do it next week.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
We're back. Folks, think about this. How much are you paying to the credit card companies right now each month? And whatever that figure is, how would you like to take that money and put it to better use than paying the usury to these clowns. And how much money is that? Well, only you know. But James, they don't have to pay this usury debt any longer, do they?
No, they don't. One thing, first thing you should do, you need to get all of your unsecured debts and organize them in a fashion which you understand for each one of them. If you have a school loan, you qualify. If you have credit card debt, you qualify. If you have store cards like Macy's, Dillard's, Saks Fifth Avenue, unpaid, you're way behind, those qualify. International debts also do qualify. However, I might add, if you are out of the country, Canada, England, South America, wherever you're listening to this from, you do have an extra issue at hand from the people that are living here, that is internationally, being able to pay internationally to join this program. That's your first little challenge right there. It's not whether or not we can do it. Yes, we can do it. However, paying internationally has caused a little bit of a problem for some people. Now, if you're looking to do this, change your life, I am telling you right now, you need to email me now at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, or you may listen to the overview by dialing 888-213-7655. And please, if you would, spell out your name and leave your email address there. I do answer all email regarding your issues. But again, for those of you that are considering or sitting on the fence with this, I don't need to know how you got into the position you got.
If we were talking on the phone. Yeah.
No, you don't have to do a confessional. I don't care what happened when you're on your way to school and then their bike fell down and this happened and they did this and you got a divorce and they did that. I could listen to all that, but it's irrelevant because we're not going to be run by the past now. We're going to be running toward the future.
And it's not that we don't care how you got in your position.
That's
right. It's not necessary. We're saying to you, it's not necessary for you to explain to us because we are not.
Yeah. I'm on your side, everybody.
Yeah.
I know how you got there, and I know why you got there. So you don't have to, because a lot of people get really upset that they've got to talk to me now because they're complete losers. This has happened to them. I went to school. I did everything right, and then they got to talk to me, and now they're like, feel
bad. It's not your fault.
It is not your fault. So those things that you need to do first, and then when you put that information together, then I will talk to you directly or via email to answer any questions specifically. It does take 8 to 9 months to do this. You're expected, once you stop doing this and you stop using your credit cards altogether, you don't use any more credit after that. If you do, I feel sorry for you, but you don't want to do that. If you have to have a credit card, get a secured card or use a debit card that's not one that's going to be a credit card. I spoke about that a couple days ago. Use a debit card with your bank. Don't get a Capital One one. Don't get a Fleet one. Don't get an American Express one. Don't get a blue card, this card, that card, and use it as a debit because you're not set up for that. You're going to lose with that too, and you're going to have even more problems with identity theft, your credit reports, everything. Clear out everything. Start thinking differently. And then move forward. Your accounts need to be 1 year old at least. I'm not going to take on any accounts or less than that. And I will not take on any accounts anybody who's suddenly gone out in a big bunch of trouble and run up an unsecured loan and then are asking me to get out of it. I won't be participating in that either.
Yeah.
I'm letting you know now. Do email me, getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com.
All right. And the number is, in case...
888. Yeah, it's 888-213-7655.
And that's for the 13-minute recorded message. We'll give you even more information, folks. What we're telling you is not that you may have a choice of doing this today, but you may not have a choice to do this next week and next month. Do it while there is still relative calm. And that's an ambiguous term, but a relative calm. Do it while you can make decisions, not in haste or in panic, but well thought out logical steps to extricate yourself from debt, because you're going to need to do it. All right. We will see you Monday, folks. Thank you, James.
All right, everybody. You bet. Have a good one.
All right. Gold.